Allahu Ekber, Allahu Ekber. Allahu Ekber, Allahu Ekber. Eşhedü en la ilahe illallah. Eşhedü en la ilahe illallah. Eşhedü enne Muhammeden Resulullah. Eşhedü enne Muhammeden Resulullah. Hayya ala salah. Hayya ala salah. Hayya ala falah. Hayya ala falah. Allahu Ekber, Allahu Ekber. La ilahe illallah.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. صلى الله وبارك على سيدنا محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما. عدد خلقك ورضا نفسك وزنة عرشك ومداد كلماتك. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: ولتكملوا العدة ولتكبروا الله على ما هداكم ولعلكم تشكرون. يريد الله بكم اليسر ولا يريد بكم العسر. ولتكملوا العدة ولتكبروا الله على ما هداكم. لتكملوا العدة، الله سبحانه وتعالى سيأتي من القرآن ما يريد الله بكم اليسر العسر ولا ما يريد. شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن هدى للناس وبينات من الهدى والفرقان، فمن شهد منكم الشهر فليصم، ومن كان مريضا أو على سفر فعدة من أيام أخرى. يريد الله بكم اليسر ولا يريد بكم العسر. الله سبحانه وتعالى wants ease for you in your practice. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't want to make life difficult for you. No, that's not his aim. Remember one thing: when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is asking you to do something, it is a test from Allah azza wa jal, and he knows that you can't do it. He's aware that you can't do it. He's created us, so he knows what we can do, what we cannot do. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows no single person except for Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam can do sawmul wisal. What's sawmul wisal? Fast the whole day, not eating, and carry on the next day. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows. And therefore Allah Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, haram on any of our ummati. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to do it. يُطْعِمُنِ اللَّهُ وَيُسْقِينِ. May alhamdulillah, I do feed myself with what? With adhkar of Allah Azza wa Jal. With remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So therefore, يُرِيدُ اللَّهُ بِكُمُ الْيُسْرَ وَلَا يُرِيدُ بِكُمُ الْعُسْرَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants ease for you in your practice. And he doesn't want to make any, he doesn't want any difficulties. Huh? Of course, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tests someone, he will test him in umuri dunyawiyah. Like, you know, with dealing with people or anything. But indeed, it's a test not for you, for your nafs. Therefore, my brothers, how similar tonight is to yesterday? In a sense where we were all getting ready for Ramadan. And now we're getting ready for time kaisa guzra kisi ko nahi pata. Few days ago we were experiencing the first day of Ramadan, and today we bid farewell to the last Friday of Ramadan. For some brothers around the world, this is the last Friday of their Ramadan. They won't be here next year. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us Ramadan years after years, inshallah ta'ala, in good health and worship, and of course in the satisfaction of Allah azza wa jal. I wonder who amongst us has been accepted, and who amongst us, that we can congratulate them, and who amongst us has not been accepted, so we can offer them our condolences. That we won't know. But every single one of us can judge himself. Every single one of us knows where he stands. Brothers, let me just give you an example. My first Ramadan here, we did tahajjud, we did qiyam. Okay? And I did make the announcement. Wallahi al-Azim, for 10 days. And I've missed, I remember, Uncle G was here, I remember, he's called me. I've missed the last day because I was ill. We had one full line. One full line of tahajjud. This year, maximum I had was 4. So every single one of us knows where he stands. When we did tahajjud, we did qiyam, it was still summertime. Now, it is winter time. You've got enough time to have a little nap, to wake up, to come 1 hour for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. 1 hour. for Allah Azza wa Jalla. No more. And seriously speaking, we've enjoyed it. And mashallah, the brothers who are here, they've learnt many things. Salatul Tasbih. We've experienced Salatul Tasbih. 4 rakat for 25 minutes. The youngsters loved it. Every single one of us knows where he stands. So now, do you congratulate yourself for what you've given to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through this month? Or our condolences, just pray Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us Ramadan years after years again and again, that we can comfort ourselves and of course catch up if there was anything missing this year. Brothers, today we bid far away to the last day of Ramadan, of righteousness and good deeds. Unfortunately, there is still amongst us some people who are drawn in their sins, continuing to neglect their duty to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this particular month, in this last day. Just like the announcement I've made after Fajr. Today is 29. After Maghrib, we'll enter the 29th night of Ramadan. One of the nights that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, search for witr, search for Laylatul Qadr. What's your program tonight? Our program here in the mosque, after Maghrib there is Iftari. After Iftari there is Isha. After Isha, Taraweeh is going to be really short because we're reading from the Sama'i wa Tariq til Qul A'udhu bi Rabbin Nas, maximum 40 minutes maybe. After that there is Dua Khutm al-Qur'an. After Dua Khutm al-Qur'an, Khatam al-Ibad. No. After Dua Khatm al-Qur'an, how much effect and impact had the Holy Qur'an through this holy month had on you? How much did the Dua, that when you raised your hand and asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Dua is going to be in Arabic. Regardless you understood or you do not understand, but sometimes when you read Qur'an, tears comes automatically to your eyes. Why? Because the intention is there. What have you organized tonight? The last night of the odd nights in the last 10 days of Ramadan. Brothers, give us 1 hour. From 12 to 1. Come. First of all, you're going to learn your deen. We're going to do Salatul Tasbih again. Then after that, we're going to do the dua that Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to love. We're going to do it jama'atan for everyone to know it and to learn it. Allahumma innaka afuun kareemun tuhibbul afwa fa'afu anna. I am here. Now whoever comes and wants to learn the deen, marhaban. On the day of judgment, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will ask you. Because it's not on the mosque to program or organize your Laylatul Qadr. I'm a believer, you're a believer. I fear Allah, you fear Allah. My duty is for you, my duty is to teach you whatever I've learned. And what's particular about this odd nights, 21, 23, 21, 23, 25, 25, 27, and 29, what we should do. We've been doing Qiyam all the way since the 21st. And mashallah, the brother in I'tikaf was here. He made the best out of it. He's learned many things. Alhamdulillah. So make it your night. Who knows, maybe this is Laylatul Qadr. Dua kibad bay had ni dona. Do not wash your hand after dua. We're still fasting tomorrow and maybe Sunday. Wallahu alam. Don't wash your hands after dua. After dua, make it. Of course, have your little rest. After dua, there's going to be a little durs, a little talk on Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. Be here. And after that, have a little rest. If you want to have a cup of tea, whatever. Then come at 12 o'clock. Let us enjoy. Have you seen after Maghrib what's going to happen after Maghrib? We're going to sit, we're going to laugh, we're going to talk, we're going to be happy, we're going to have some good meal. Let's do it in worship, in ibadah. Personally, I'm here from 12 till 1. You lot, you want to stay till 2? No one's going to stop you to do that. You want to enjoy 1 hour extra? Do so. Be free to do so. You want to stay till Fajr? Be free to do so. You want to read Quran? You want to do Azkar? This house is the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it belongs to every single believer who says, La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. Make the best out of it, brothers. And wallahi al-azim, I will say it. And it won't be enough. Can anyone, me first, guarantee us that we're going to be here next year? If yes, I raise my hand. I will tell you, leave it for next year. If no, then it's time for you to put your socks up and to fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Dear respected brothers and elders, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has prescribed for us in these last 10 days two things. First of all, is al-fitr. Zakatul fitr. Brother Alif Bai is going to take the buckets out, inshallah ta'ala. And Kabsi Ashsi. Ashsi, Maghrib Kibad. From today after Maghrib, inshallah, brothers, we can start giving you fitran. No problem. Acha. Brothers, listen to me carefully. I have been searching this for 1 week. I am going to try to be most clear as I can. There's some brothers, they're saying fitrana has to be rice. What's called dana?
Grains.
Huh?
Rice, grains,
sha'ir, braili, whatever it is. Yes, this is what Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said in the hadith. Sa'un min sha'ir, sa'un bur. Imam Malik, Imam Shafi'i, Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal, they say, أخشى أن لا تقبل if it is given otherwise than what Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned in a hadith, then I fear. Did he say no? They say I fear that Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal's quote. I fear that it might not be accepted. That's fine. That's Imam Shafi'i, Imam Malik, Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal. Imam Abu Hanifa says you can give it cash. You can. But he says, according to Ahnaf, if, for example, you've got a choice to give it to someone by the hadith of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and you give it cash, there is ikhtilaf. Some scholars, they say, لا يجوز. They go with Imam Shafi'i, Imam Malik, and Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal. Some scholars, they say, despite all that, yajuz. Brothers here, if you give it cash, it will go to brothers in need, not money-wise. Take, it will go to, for example, Gaza brothers, and it will go through Sa'am bin Borin or Sa'am bin Sha'ir. Like yesterday, the brother who came from Safa, who did the collection after Isha, he took some fitranas. Him, he said, because they've got some scholars, they said, their fitrana, how it works, is they take the money, they've done the shopping, and they will deliver the food in Gaza. So your money, you've given fitrana money, but maqsad of that money is how it gets to the person in need. Who gets it to? A person in need. Now, some scholars in Ahnaf, they say once it's out, even if it's in the money, that's not much of a problem. It is still accepted, according to some Ahnaf. Because some people, they don't need food. They need the money. Now, for example, let's give someone an example. He has got food. He's got his rice, he's got his atta, he's got everything. Whatever it's needed, he's there. He's got it. Unfortunately, his expenses at the end of the month, when the month finishes, he's in a minus. Not because of the food, because of the debt. This person, if you're going to give him rice, you're going to give him barley, you're going to give him seed, what are you trying to do? Sell them and pay your debt? And like if you give him the money, he will pay his debts and that will make it easier for him to finish his month peacefully. So Ahnaf, they look at it this way. And of course, there's a qawm. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they answer the hadith, their answer to the hadith of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is easy. Is Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, sa'an min burrin, sa'an min sha'irin, ta'amu ahl al-balad. Because on the Eid day, that's what they used to eat. So Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his purpose is everyone share the same meal on that day. Let us not make a difference between Muslims community. And this is the main purpose of Al-Fitra. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the opportunity to act upon has been said. As far as the second prescription, I will talk about it in details inshallah ta'ala tomorrow after Asr. And it is وَلِتُكَبِّرُ اللَّهَ عَلَى مَا هَدَاكُمْ وَلَعَلَّكُمْ تَشْكُرُونَ. From the eve of Eid, the night of Eid, for example, if it's Eid Sunday, then from tomorrow after Maghrib, you need to do a lot of takbir on your own, whenever, like, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar, until the Imam starts his khutbah, till the Salatul Eid. We will talk about it more into details tomorrow, inshallah ta'ala, after Asr. Brothers, Salatul Asr from today is 5 o'clock. Inshallah ta'ala. The program today is easy. Inshallah ta'ala, after Maghrib, all the brothers are most welcome. There is iftari. A brother, Jazahullah anna khair, because it's our dua day, so he has given us a dawah. So brother has given us dawah, and he said anyone is most welcome, inshallah ta'ala. As far as Fitrana is concerned, Arif Bhai, you can contact him, but inshallah from tonight, the buckets will be out, and of course, you Fitrana will go to. You can give it after Jummah as well, but make sure you mention it is Fitrana, that we know, we put it in the right place, inshallah ta'ala. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept from us. And brothers, please make this night a really beneficial night. And after Taraweeh is going to be dua. After dua is going to be a dars on Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. And after that, inshallah ta'ala, we're going to have a little rest. Then 12 o'clock, our program will start again, inshallah ta'ala. Jazakumullah. On the program, 12 o'clock, Salatul Tasbih. And two brothers are going to do two rakats till 1 o'clock. Then after that, everyone's free, inshallah ta'ala. Everyone's ready, brothers, inshallah? Pray sunnah, jazakumullah, brothers. Yes, after Jumu'ah, inshallah ta'ala, our Gaza collection is still on, inshallah ta'ala. After Jumu'ah, whatever collection is going to be made, is going to be inshallah for Gaza. Inshallah.
Allahu Ekber, Allahu Ekber. Allahu Ekber, Allahu Ekber. Eşhedü en la ilahe illallah. Eşhedü أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة
تتم الصالحات لا إله إلا الله له الحمد في الأولى والآخرة أحمده سبحانه أنه أتم علينا صيامنا وبلغنا ختام شهرنا وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبد الله ورسوله أتقى البرية وأزكاها صلى الله عليه وصلى الله وسلم عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين أما بعد أيها الصائمون اتقوا الله عز وجل حق التقوى وتأملوا في الأحوال وانظروا في العواقب واعلموا أن الله يعلم ما في أنفسكم فاحذروه يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الصائمون لقد شرع الله لكم في ختام شهركم
أعمالا صالحة تجبرون بها نقص صيامكم، ومن ذلك إخراج الزكاة وهي فرض واجب، لحديث عمر بن الخطاب، لحديث عمر رضي الله عنهما، حديث ابن عمر رضي الله عنهما قال: فرض رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم زكاة الفطر صاعا من تمر أو صاعا من شعير على العبد والحر والذكر والأنثى والصغير والكبير من المسلمين، رواه البخاري. أقول ما تسمعون وأستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين، فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله، الحمد لله الذي بنعمته تتم الصالحات، لا رب غيره ولا معبود بحق سواه، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله وخليله ومصطفاه صلى الله عليه وعلى آله ومن والاه. قال تعالى: ولتكبروا الله على ما هداكم. ومما شرع لكم في نهاية شهركم التكبير، ويبدأ من غروب شمس ليلة العيد إلى أن يدخل الإمام لصلاة العيد، وصفة التكبير أن يقول أو أن يقال: الله أكبر، الله أكبر، لا إله إلا الله، والله أكبر، الله أكبر. ومن صغير التكبير أيضا أن يقال: الله أكبر، الله أكبر، الله أكبر كبيرا. عباد الله رحمكم الله، إن الله أمركم بأمر بدأ فيه باسمه وثنى بملائكة قدسه: إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي، يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم، وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم، إنك حميد مجيد. وارض اللهم عن الخلفاء الأربعة وعن العشرة المبشرة وعن سائر الصحابة والتابعين ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. اللهم أيد الإسلام والمسلمين، اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين، اللهم انصر من نصر دين محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، واخذل من خذل دين محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. اللهم من أراد بنا وبالإسلام والمسلمين خيرا فوفقه الخير كل الخير، ومن أراد بالإسلام والمسلمين شرا اللهم يا أرحم الراحمين خذه في نحره، اللهم اجعل نحره في اللهم اجعل مكره في نحره يا أرحم الراحمين، واكفنا شرهم، واكفنا شرهم، واكفنا مكرهم يا أكرم الأكرمين. اللهم الطف بإخواننا في كل مكان، اللهم الطف وارحم بإخواننا في غزة يا أرحم الراحمين. عباد الله رحمكم الله، إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون، فاذكروا الله العلي الجليل يذكركم وادعوه يستجب لكم، ولذكر الله تعالى أعلى وأولى وأهم وأعظم وأكبر، والله يعلم ما تصنعون. Four announcement brothers. First one, from next week جمعة صلاة due to summertime. جمعة صلاة is half past one. Half past one إن شاء الله تعالى. First of all. Second of all, today the collection after Jumu'ah will be collection for Gaza. So the brothers, please be generous. We know the need that is in there. Third thing, Eid Salah. First one, 7 o'clock. But Fajr, on that day will be quarter past 6. After Fajr, you're going to have 5-10 minutes to read Surah Yasin. Then Hafiz Ahmed will start his speech. Then 7 o'clock the khutbah, the salat will start. 7 o'clock sharp, salat will start. Then after that, there is khutbah. First Eid. Second Eid, the taqreer will start at 9 o'clock. Salat will be half past 9. Sharp, half past 9, inshallah ta'ala. And today's program. Today, inshallah ta'ala, after Asr, is going to be a little tafsir. After that, is going to be, inshallah ta'ala, after Maghrib, a brother has invited you for a da'wah, for iftar. You've got, everyone's invited, inshallah ta'ala. Whoever can make it, by all means. Then, after iftar, it's going to be Isha Salah. After Isha, it's going to be Taraweeh. After Taraweeh, it's going to be, inshallah ta'ala, Dua. Today is Khatmul Qur'an. After Dua, we're going to have a little speech, a dars on Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa taslim. And after that, at 12 o'clock, our Qiyam, inshallah, for the brothers who are willing to come. And it's tomorrow is Saturday, the weekends for most of us. So if you want to come, inshallah, then at 12 o'clock, when you'll be here, I will give 5-10 minutes for the brothers who want to come. Then I'll tell you what will be our program then, inshallah ta'ala. For 1 hour. Jazakum Allah anna khair brothers. Sawu sufufakum rahimakum Allah. Make a nice shade brothers. Fill in the gaps. Jazakum Allah anna khair. Fill in the gaps brothers. Fill in the gaps.
Fill in the gaps, brother. Fill in the gaps.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
استووا أقيموا صفوفكم رحمكم الله الله أكبر سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك تبارك اسمك الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين وإذا سألك عبادي عني فإني قريب أجيب دعوة الداعي إذا دعان فليستجيبوا لي وليؤمنوا بي لعلهم يرشدون
الله أكبر
سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر
سجد وشق
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر تحيات السلام عليك أيها النبي رحمة الله تعالى وبركاته السلام السلام عليكم ورحمة الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم اللهم آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار اللهم إنا نسألك الهدى والتقى والعفاف والغنى اللهم يا مسلم القلوب صرف قلوبنا على طاعتك يا مقلب القلوب ثبت قلوبنا على دينك وصل اللهم وبارك على سيدنا محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين Brothers, for the latecomers, please remember next week Salatul Jumu'ah 1:30. Due to summertime, so Jumu'ah will be 1:30. Second thing, I forgot to mention, Fitrana this year is £5 per head. £5 per head. If you're willing to give Fitrana, you contact Arif Bai, and please make sure you mention this money is for Fitrana. Okay, we know what to do with that money, inshallah ta'ala. Don't forget today's program as well for the brothers who came late. Unfortunately, today's program is inshallah ta'ala after Asr we're going to have a tafsir. Then after that it's going to be Maghrib Salah. You're all invited inshallah ta'ala for iftari. The brothers are invited. A brother has given da'wat inshallah ta'ala. Then after Isha Salah we're going to have our Taraweeh. After Taraweeh we're going to have our Dua Khatmul Quran. After Dua Khatmul Quran is going to be little dars on Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. Then a little bit of free time inshallah ta'ala. Then 12 o'clock again we're going to start our Qiyam for 1 hour inshallah ta'ala. A little program for 1 hour inshallah ta'ala. Second thing, the last thing, please mainly don't forget Salatul Eid. There is two Eid. The first one will be at 7 o'clock and the second one will be at 9:30. Knowing that the program of every single Salah will start half an hour before. And of course, collection for Gaza is still on today. Jazakumullah khair. Subhanallah, Rabbika Rabbil Izzati, Amma Yasifun, Wa Salaamu Alaykum.